Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line is Brian Culpa, Town of Amherst supervisor. We're talking about the potential sale of the University Plaza. Brian, this plaza is, I guess you can call it a prime location, kind of nestled right in between the town of Tonawanda and the city of Buffalo and right across from the UB South campus. It's a huge piece of real estate that I think a lot of people would say maybe hasn't lived up to its full potential yet.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, the plaza itself has a ton of latent potential just because of its proximity to the university. It is a cornerstone for the communities in terms of having the Tops there and food available. I think for us as the town of Amherst, we'd like to see a new developer build off of that Tops and start to develop something that's a little bit more sustainable. Mixed use that provides really kind of a heart for the community that it's surrounded by.
Brian, the location of that plaza, it's considered prime real estate, isn't it? I mean, how much traffic passes through there?
Well, I'd like to think so. I mean, it's got to be over 30,000 vehicles a day in that area. It's just never really caught fire, you know, and I blame some of that on the town. Our past zoning practices may not have allowed it to really recognize its full potential. We think we have a zoning code in place now and a town that's ready to work with a developer that could really make it something tremendous.
How much do you think the town is going to be involved in getting this going, whether it be moving along a sale or whoever the buyer is, kind of giving them some new ideas as to what might be able to go in there?
So last year when a couple of properties started to fall in terms of property value, Boulevard Mall, a couple other locations, we started to target things and started talking to people about, hey, what if this thing got to market? You know, can we get it to market? It's, property value is falling off and needs to change direction. So here we are. We're going to absolutely talk to every developer who has an interest in talking to us ahead of the sale. And then after the sale, you know, we'll be as helpful as we can. I mentioned the zoning. We're willing to work with developers on whatever needs to happen to see this property become, really something great for the town.
Are there other plazas that are for sale right now, too, in the town?
There's other places that are underutilized. But, you know, right now we're fortunate the sort of three big moments of uncertainty. The Ridgely Plaza was bought by Benderson. Of course, the Boulevard Mall, which is owned by Jamal and part by Benderson. And now this plaza coming up for sale. This is sort of our big three to-do list when I came in. So we're happy to at least see these things transitioning. The Northtown Plaza, of course, has been turning some corners, so that one's kind of leading the way at the moment.
Yeah, on that Northtown Plaza, you have to be encouraged by some of the movement, you know, you've seen there, where it seems like finally the construction that everybody's been waiting for is starting to get underway.
Yeah, absolutely. That development company at every turn has reassured us that they're moving ahead with their plans, that really they just ran into some issues with an antiquated sewer system over there. That's something the town realizes. We don't want to see that mistake happen again, so we're committing to modifying what we need to modify and study what we need to study in order to make sure, you know, that nobody else on the west side of the town of Amherst runs into those types of tripping hazards on way to a good project.
Yeah, that's it sure gets your attention as you drive by that. I mean, it's nothing but rubble right now. How close are we to actually seeing something happen?
So they're talking about getting their pads put poured by November, which means concrete be in the ground. You know, our construction season is always a question, right? Is it going to be a warm December? Is it going to be a warm April? So we don't know all those things, but with pads in the ground, that means then we'll see buildings and steel up in the air, you know, going into the spring and summer. Their plan is to open this about a year from now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.